Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
You know, I had a lazy eye as a child, and now the rest of my body is caught up.
Yes. I still have a lazy eye. And I don't care. It's all right.
I don't care.
Good morning. It is the weekend, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, with me, Jay Biggs, and John Potter, of course. And we encourage you to always call or text in 775-884-9910. That is our phone number. You can also stream us live anytime or check out retro episodes on our podcast tab at 991fmtalk.com. You can friend us on Facebook as well. John?
Had a rough night last night. Excuse me. First off, does anybody else have this weird, I don't know what it is. It's not a cold. It's not quite a flu. It's not COVID. But it's 3 weeks long I've had this.
Everybody has it.
I thought I was the only one.
You got a fever?
I did in the beginning, and then I have the sore throat, and then common chest cold.
You know, it sounds
and so
exactly,
I got that, and I expected it to go away after 4 or 5 days.
Sounds like the funk going around in the Washington County School District right now.
Yeah,
my son came home with that. He had vomiting.
Okay, so that's the term, the funk.
The funk.
And don't you say mask. Don't you say mask.
Sir, can you have your mask on?
Yeah, during the show. You mean imagine radio and mask? Actually, come to think of it, I don't even think I was doing radio during the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh,
I didn't have to wear a mask, though, into the studio. You had to wear it in the hallways. It was kind of weird.
My wife and I had to get married with masks on.
Stop.
And
no, stop.
I put it on my Facebook, the picture. And we had to get married at the county. Nobody else would do it.
Did you seal it with a kiss?
Well, here's the funny thing. They told us we couldn't take them off during the little service that they do. You know how the county does the little five-minute service?
Yeah.
With the guy who's like dressed like Blake with a robe over him, not to mock what you're wearing there, Blake, with a big osh hat and all that. the preacher, I guess, the official. No, he didn't have a big o hat. But we could not take our masks off, and exchanging the vows.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Do you promise to?
Yes.
And you may kiss the bride. We had to kiss with masks on.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
This was at the height of the frenzy, the COVID frenzy.
Kissing your spit, basically, in your masks.
You know, we kind of liked it, so we still do it.
They have COVID relations.
I tell you what, boy.
It's like that movie Naked Gun where they wear the full body, you know.
It is the hottest thing. All right, we're being bad.
I mean, if you have good eyes like me.
All right. Anyway. Today we have Illumined Arms. Our favorite local gun shop is coming by at 10. Jim Adler, who is into classic racing cars. Did you know we have a group of people in town who are crazy about classic racing cars?
I thought they only came out during August.
Yeah, these people have garages set up like showrooms. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, I can imagine.
Tabney Dozier. Used to be a Channel 8. Remember anchorwoman Tabney Dozier? What happened to her? Well, check it out. She has Tabney Dozier Enterprises.
Really?
Big time executive, huh?
Oh, wow. At least she didn't get canceled.
And also the Adopt-A-Vet dental program. Well, maybe. Maybe canceled.
We'll talk to her.
We'll talk to her.
We are going to get down to the nitty-gritty.
We have things in common. All right. It's local news in common. With John Potter and Jay Biggs and Blake joining us here. An update now on how certain bills stand in the Nevada legislature for you. Governor Lombardo's Senate Bill 405 would change the deadline for mail-in ballots, start a voter ID law, and end ballot harvesting, where people, usually party members, go out and collect ballots. They go into, like, nursing homes and collect ballots. They have people vote in front of them and everything. Anyway, the governor's bill for security and voting has not even been heard by lawmakers. Other Republicans have proposed voter ID bills, but they've already died without a hearing. Democrats, meanwhile, have had much bigger success with their voting bills. Assembly Joint Resolution 6 would amend the Nevada Constitution to give the Electoral College votes to the candidate who wins the national popular vote. It passed out of Assembly with all Republicans against it. If voted in by the legislature, it goes before them again for another vote in 2025 and then on our ballot for the year after. Senate Bill 406, sponsored by Democrat Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar, would make harassing election workers a felony with a 1 to 4 year sentence.
You
better watch your step around those workers. It passed unanimously out of committee and is up for a vote. Assembly Bill 242 requires extra voting booths for disabled people and bans ballots counted by hand. Yeah, Blake's giving me that quizzical sideways look.
By hand?
Well, see, last election, Nye County tried to count votes by hand, I think, for the primary.
And then that...
The commissioners had concerns about the voting machines.
They got the same result, I believe, right?
I thought it took longer because they had to count by hand, and they were having to get help from other counties to come in and help.
Yes, because they had concerns about the voting machines in Nye County. So they counted by hand. Which, you know, it's as Jay said, the vote was identical, counting by hand. Well, last election, that happened. The bill to ban hand counting passed out of the committee with four Republicans against, but it's going for the vote. Senate Bill 215 demands that counties return any money they get to buy voting machines if they use a paper ballot.
Uh-huh.
Very punitive bill. It passed the Senate on Wednesday, and Assembly Bill 286 passed out of committee. That allows those who are in jail but not convicted of a crime to vote. You'll like this one. Check this out, guys. A Reno assemblywoman wants Medicare to cover art therapy. Democrat Sarah Peters wants art, dance, music, and drama therapists. I don't know if are there art, dance, music, and drama therapists?
I'm sorry, but this just sounds more like
is this a thing where they make the instructor an instant therapist? I'm not sure about this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of courses these people have to go through to become art therapists or anything like that, because to me it just sounds like they're making more access for people that are like artists to have jobs instead of doing things like manufacturing and trades.
Well,
I don't know.
Wants,
maybe I'm wrong.
Sarah Peters, Democrat, Reno, wants art, dance, music, and drama people to be reimbursed by Medicaid for services used as treatments for anxiety and depression.
So it's just Medicaid patients? Because,
well,
I mean, there are some
just
there are
Medicaid.
Things.
This is taxpayer money we're talking about here. It's AB 338, if approved, would cost taxpayers $752,000 every 2 years, according to the state health authorities. The bill passed. Well, it's a Democrat bill. It just whizzed passed through the committee.
Through.
It's ready for a vote in
the
Nevada
arts
Assembly.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So I'm depressed. I pet my cat. I'm happy. Can I get reimbursed for my cat?
Absolutely.
For hip-hop classes, Blake.
Me and my cat could become the next power hip-hop group.
Well, the cat, I'm not sure about. Although I wouldn't put anything past them. But just
watch, got the next Little Kim's your cat.
Watch for the bill. In Washoe County, the results of this year's homeless count is out. The survey is done in January by charities, police officers, and volunteers who go out to areas where the homeless congregate and count them. It shows homeless numbers are still very high, though more are in shelters. The numbers of those living on the streets and camped out by the river are down 58%, but overall, the survey shows a 50% increase of homeless over the past 7 years. In Washoe County, there are 1,690 homeless. That's an increase of 81 over last year.
And this is a hand count, John? Like, me and Blake just off to the side here, we're thinking to ourselves, like, okay, now, so, like, do we have, like, a guy in a Washoe County white vehicle that drives around and points and goes?
In this case, hand counts are
I pictured a helicopter floating above the city.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't the 10-1 Las Vegas Route Festival. Helicopters here.
The survey's done in January when a lot of people aren't laying out on the street.
Exactly.
I mean, it's cold. They start at 4 in the morning with this count. So
how do they know? Isn't there like a bum under a cardboard box? It just looks like, you know,
they actually count per person.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
by sight.
Like, How does this, how is that?
And I mean, if they can't get IDs, how do you know who's who, yeah. who's been counted already? I feel like that number might be a little bit more than what they're letting on.
It's a simple count. They don't
it takes them 2 days to identify dead homeless people down on the train tracks. So, like, how are we just going to drive around at 4 a.m. on one morning and go, hey, we have 1,600 people today?
All right.
Or is that how many went into the shelter, maybe?
Nevada lawmakers are waiting for the details on the Oakland A's plans to move to Las Vegas. News broke on the land purchase deal to bring the Major League Baseball team to Vegas on Wednesday.
No way.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, it's insane. It's right across from the golf course.
Yeah.
It's off the 15.
I'm amazed they found any vacant land right by the strip. That blows my mind. The A's want $500 million in public incentives. But so far, a funding plan has not been revealed, which state and city officials have to approve. The A's did sign a binding agreement to buy vacant property just off the strip for a retractable roof ballpark. And it will leave the Bay Area for sure. Wow, everybody from California is moving to Nevada.
Yeah, even the sports
teams. Yeah.
Are they still going to be the Las Vegas A's, the Athletics? I mean, I don't know if that's...
The Lays.
They're going to fit in some card word or something,
Aces.
Something.
Maybe it's the Aces.
There you go. I think Jay's got it right. They got the A to begin with, Aces in Las Vegas.
I mean,
Vegas.
That's an ace card, right? It's a play off that.
Yeah. I wonder, will the Oakland Stadium possum go too? There's a possum in that Oakland Stadium that's famous.
What?
And I hope this includes the possum.
Well, if
that
it's anything,
the first thing I thought of.
John, do you remember when Hidden Valley had the freeway go through the golf course and they had the bird that they tried to replace, the bald eagle up there? Do you remember that?
Faintly, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny now. Drive across McCarran and Pembroke now, mm-hmm. and the pole that they tried to relocate the bald eagle to is down. It's sideways. It's not even standing up anymore. Someone's kicked it over or something's happened.
Wow, we got to follow this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting, but true.
Well, from eagles to mice, folks, a mice infestation closed a Carson City supermarket. The Smith's store on East William Street was closed by the health department there, although you can still pick up prescriptions at the Smith's. A mouse was reported by a customer who saw it running around in the store yesterday.
Is this close to Coma Coffee?
East William Street?
Yeah, I don't know.
You could walk it.
You could walk there.
That's a nice walk, by the way.
It's like 100 miles.
I usually get a room at the Gold Dust there, and I walk William Street to... you could walk it. Yeah, it's beautiful, the sunrise.
Well, you just remember they had that closure at Coma Coffee because of the health.
Yes, yes.
So that's why I was wondering if maybe we have like a downtown.
I'll tell you what, this health department in Carson City, they are on it.
They ain't playing.
No, because the lady called after she saw the mouse on Friday, and they came out on Friday.
Oh, same day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so.
I'm going to call the health inspectors out because they're dealing with.
It took me 3 months to get a roofer.
Well, how
about
this?
This is the one thing where the government is efficient at
health inspectors. They care about all the mice there in Carson City, but they're not even going across the street to the legislature to get all the rats out.
What happened to mice equity?
Well, anyway, the health department then
mouse
found
lives matter.
The health department then found mouse droppings where the food was stored. Smith's says the store is closed for maintenance and that they hope to reopen the supermarket by tomorrow morning. Though the health department did not set a date for the doors to open. As I said, you can get your prescriptions there, but that's it. The sheep are back in Carson City. For 17 years now, the capital city has brought in herds of grass eaters to go out into the hills and chomp on cheatgrass and other vegetation that becomes fuel in fire season. Yesterday, 750 of them were released on the west side of Carson City. You know, by Carson City, the greenhouse store that we love going to.
Right.
Saw them there. The city asks that you not walk unleashed dogs where the sheep are doing their work.
Well, okay.
They better look out because Henry's going to find them.
Yeah, well, Henry's going to find
you
them.
You stay away from the sheep with your rifle.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was thinking Craig was going to go. Producer Craig was going to go get him for the dip. For the sheep dip.
Oh, there's more to talk about. Oh, yes.
Well, let's just take a quick break because we're 20 after. So let's do that.
That's and, what I was and then getting
when,
to.
When, yeah, when we come back, we're going to do our second
oh,
half of news.
Oh, there's a mouse in the studio. A mouse.
Call the health department.
Mouse
don't
in
hit
the
table, John. Don't hit the table.
There's a dropping.
It's the
oh,
weekend.
Oh, no, that's Jay. Sorry.
It's the weekend. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. It's the weekend with Jay, John and Jay right here. You flustered me, John. It's Saturday
John
morning.
Potter and Jay Biggs with Blake, and we're going to be back, I hope.
Absolutely. Your FM News Talk time is 9:21.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1.
And 92.3.
FM Talk. KKFT.
News. Talk. Truth. Truth.
It's the weekend. We are live and local each and every Saturday morning right here. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. I encourage you to call, or if you're, well, not wanting to call in, you can text in. It's all right. We get the messages right here each and every morning. It's John Potter and Jay Biggs.
We have five pairs of tickets to give away for tonight's shows at the Carson Nugget coming up later on this morning, so stay with our morning show.
Yes.
The Ladies Night Out comedy show starring Lisa Alvarado and Christine Little. And you get to choose either 6 or 8 p.m. And there's a meet and greet with both Lisa and Christine from 5 to 6 tonight at Gina's Good Life Lounge at the Carson Nugget. So just hang in there because we'll be opening up the text lines to give away tickets within the next 2 hours, let's say, with John Potter and Jay Biggs. I had the roughest night last night. Oh, my gosh.
Me too.
Did you really?
Yeah. No, I did not sleep good at all.
I didn't. I got 3 hours, I think. I'll start with mine.
Okay.
I went to a party last night. Oh, boy. Famous last words.
you are, at your age, man, like, you have got me beat. At 20, I wasn't even doing this stuff.
Colin Jackson turned 60 years old. It was his 60th birthday party. And it was fun and pretty wild and everything. I mean, Joe Hart was there. And
oh,
I saw Jeff Martinez and stuff. Well, for some reason, the host was going around putting on these glow-in-the-dark
necklaces
on everybody. I don't know what they were planning to do with them. I didn't stick around. Something lights out. I don't know. But we all had to wear these glow-in-the-dark necklaces. Now, me being the responsible Evans broadcast employee said, well, I got to go at 8 o'clock. So I left at 8 o'clock. Kathy and I wore the glow-in-the-dark necklaces home.
At 8, it must have been not very glowable. It's still kind of
yeah,
light out.
It was pretty glow. They're bright, man, I'll tell you. So we're there, and I had a few glasses of wine. And, of course, when you do that, you think it's kind of funny to put glow-on-the-dark necklaces on the cats. And so, hey, you know, come over here. And I come over because I thought, oh, it'd be fun to watch. And, well, the cats didn't like it, and they pulled the necklaces off their necks. And the stuff that's inside... they didn't even have to chew them. This stuff, these necklaces are obviously from China or somewhere, so cheap that you just give them a good tug. And the end comes out, and the glow-in-the-dark stuff, the phosphorus or whatever, got all over their fur. And all night long, I saw these green blobs jumping around in the dark while I was trying to sleep. I mean, okay, I was scared to death because I thought it was, oh my gosh, is this radioactive? Because
Ryan's
when they
kill
try
the
to
cats.
Clean themselves, will they kill themselves? And I Googled that right away. It's harmless.
That's John's
but
3
a.m.
Googling.
I worked for an hour trying to get that stuff off him. And still today, we have glow-in-the-dark cats.
Well, you'll know. You know what you need to do tonight?
Well,
somewhere after dark. Around 9 o'clock or so, John, go into wherever you keep your cat litter box and turn off the light and just look. And just make sure that there's no glow-in-the-dark turds.
<'Cause>,
I mean, then you'll have your answer whether they ate it or not.
Oh, this stuff will be with them all their lives.
Well, you know.
Blake just walked in. The cat's... Yeah, the cat's Chernobyl situation. Yeah.
Yeah, the cats ate glow in the dark necklaces and
it's
I told
all
John
over them, Blake.
Check
all
the,
over
the
them.
Kitty litter box for glow tonight.
And there are green figures at night in the bedroom.
That's eerie.
Goblins. It's like Slimer from
Of course
Slimer.
I had a nightmare. Oh my gosh. All right, back to some news. Yeah. We mentioned this last
Yes.
Thank you. It's not appreciated. We mentioned this last Saturday. Some supermarkets in Reno are about to discontinue the free plastic bags at checkout. Well, now Target has joined its competitor Walmart and Sprouts in starting their new policy that will cost you more at the cash register. They are going to be charging extra for grocery bags if they haven't already. Shoppers can avoid the surcharge if they bring, their own bags that stuff in my throat for 3 weeks. You can avoid the surcharge with these cloth bags or whatever if you bring your own bags from home. Otherwise, you're going to see a bag fee.
How does this work with the self-checkout? I mean, how are they going to regulate it?
Well, here's the thing. You will not be able to select no bags as an option. What if I go in there for like three things? You can't. It's so strict.
No. You don't have to buy a bag. You don't have to either. If you can carry out your stuff the way it's written. No, that's not.
It says this is straight from Target.
This is like California, John. They're doing it, and they've been doing it in California for like 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go in there and you buy a box of cookies, they're not going to make you pay for a bag. You just walk out with your cookies. But if you need a bag, the only thing I can think that maybe they have is like almost like a dispenser, like those things like you wave your hand in front of and it dispenses like toilet paper or something. Maybe they do that with bags. You pay for each bag, so you pay 25 cents for each bag. You click it three times and three bags come out of a dispenser.
Okay, I'm just saying the Target website says you will not be able to select no bags as an option. So, just bring a basket, I guess. You know,
that's what I do on the front of my wheelchair.
A basket.
A lot of places give away canvas bags now as like swag bags and whatnot. I reuse those all the time.
Yeah, those are good.
The thing about those is you forget them.
Exactly.
They always sit in the trunk. You don't forget a basket. Just get a cool basket.
I've got one of those big, huge recreational equipment carts.
Oh, my God.
I talked with one of the local soccer moms on my son's team.
Yeah.
And she said she uses it for the grocery store. I said, so you take it into the store with it? What? You do
yeah,
that?
It's like She's a like, giant yeah. cart, I guess. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, I can't wait for all the cloth bags with political statements to show up, and soon they'll ban those, too.
The FJB?
Yeah. Oh, I'm serious. Serious. One
this bag respect.
People don't like J Biggs. I don't know what that whole FJB thing's about.
We're going to break for Fox News, but there is a development with this Budweiser trans Dylan Mulvaney situation.
Yeah, we're going to. Well,
people have been boycotting Budweiser here in town over this issue. So there's an update on that. We're going to get into that. We're also going to get into new revelations on a shooting you've heard an awful lot about, which will lead us into probably a hot conversation here.
Yeah, and we're going to open up the phone lines, too,
so you can call and text in.
775-884-9910. So as far as Dylan Mulvaney, we'll talk about it when we get back right here. Oh, it's live and local each and every weekend.
You've hurt feelings now.
What? No. It's 99.1 FM Talk. Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. News Talk time, 932.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1.
And 92.3.
FM Talk.
You'll want to keep this phone number handy because we're going to hit some hot topics here. 775-884-9910. Call and talk to John Potter and Jay Biggs and Blake with us. Hey, Jay.
Hello, and you can check out our podcast if you want to hear retro episodes of Live and Local the Weekend at 991fmtalk.com. Just go and click the podcast tab, and right there it's hours 1, 2, and 3 for those retro episodes. Now, this morning, John, we've been talking about the news so far, and you've got a couple other subjects that we definitely want to
talk about. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of national stories really pop up here in northern Nevada, like this one. Budweiser promoted an expensive We Love America ad campaign a couple of days ago, trying to overcome the trans spokesman, not woman, trans Dylan Mulvaney, who they hired to promote Bud Light. Now, this is what Budweiser did this week because they're panicking and sales have been hit hard.
Yeah.
This is a serious boycott going on, and I was talking to some bartenders. Of course, I'm talking to bartenders. Look at me. And they say it's very noticeable that people are not, no, don't give me Bud Light, and take the Coors instead. I mean,
did they not, like, I don't know. To me, it seems like somebody in the promotions department would have been like, who's our target audience? Budweiser drinkers. Who's the Budweiser drinkers? These good old boys. And you know, I'm sorry, but
the issue that occurred with this campaign, this marketing stunt, I want to call it. They wanted to change the persona of who is the average Bud Light drinker. Oh, it's frat boys.
Wanted to change it. The customers. This was, rule.
They're like all this. Let's try this and see what happens. Just so happens, it didn't work as well.
They're trying to get the new generation. That's what it is. They've given liver cancer and you know, abuse problems and stuff to all the other people.
But how big can the trans clientele be? I mean, it's minuscule
of the population.
Very small. So yeah. The bartenders
the
tell me this,
too.
Blake, what have you heard?
So, yeah, I was telling you during the break, I had spoken with someone who drives a truck around and handles clients and whatnot.
A distributor?
Yeah, the distributors. They are taking a beating because they show up with their truck filled up halfway, and they're leaving with it filled because they're having to take beer back because it is not moving. The store wants other stuff. Take the Bud Light out of here. But a lot of people are also saying, you know, go to the Coors. Do your research, people, because if you're jumping from one beer to another,
it's like the government.
Coors has, for a very long time, I'm not going to say that they've put a person on their can as far as Bud Light took it, but Coors has been involved with some previous endeavors concerning the trans community. If that's going to be your only deciding factor for what beer you drink, make sure you do your.
So you're saying they made big donations, probably to trans groups or such.
People don't realize that only one can had her picture on it, and that was the one.
They didn't quite advertise. Now, Budweiser went further than just doing ads and stuff.
Huh?
They actually
it was only one can. You're right.
They put them on the can.
Mm-hmm.
One can.
So one can.
One can. What do you
for
mean?
The advertisement?
They sent it to her.
Probably more like 500,000.
So this this can was never distributed.
Never, ever.
Negative.
It was only used in the commercial. And
why did they even go there? Why did they even do that? It just seems like such a far stretch. Like, why would you even try to reach out like that? I just don't.
It was a new marketing director, and she thought that this would be a good idea to get more clientele.
So here's what they did this week. They unleashed the very expensive We Love America ad. I don't know if you've seen it, but
how dare they with those
new patriotic ad features a horse crossing patriotic sites in the U.S. while an announcer says, "This is a story bigger than beer. This is the story of the American spirit." But the new ad failed when it was found out that the horse had been turned trans.
It identified as a goat.
The horse was turned
identified as a goat.
Trans, so really? Such an agenda, Budweiser. Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I used to love those Clydesdales growing up.
I was going to say, do you remember those commercials?
That was the Clydesdale.
Yeah.
That pushed me even further. That hurt more than it helped, I feel like.
Now I'm starting to wonder, was that even a pack of Clydesdales, or were they trying to push a transhuman centipede at us?
Just a bunch of jackasses.
Yeah, that's why I'm...
Well, that part about the Clydesdale being trans, I'm not quite 100% sure on that.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll follow up on that.
Well, thank you.
He's just Clyde now. He's no longer Clydesdale.
Clyde Anna.
Clydesdale. Claudia.
Not totally sure, but possible.
Yeah, it's very possible. Okay, we do have a caller, though, on the line. All right. Let's go to him real quick. We've got John right now in Reno, wants to, I guess, talk about the post office this morning. Good morning, and welcome to the weekend live and local, John. What's going on?
Hi. Before that, I want to tell you that the Dalai Lama is in the Himalayas, lived to be 200 years old because they drink wolf urine, and when they run out of wolf urine, they drink Bud Light.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, In Downey, California, down in Los Angeles, the mailboxes are gone because the Democrats let the junkie bums sleep in the lobby of the post office at night. The junkie bums take fly paper on a stick and steal the mail out of the letterboxes. And
oh
they
my
stole
gosh.
My uncle's. They stole my uncle's taxes with his check with the routing number on it the other day. So there's your Democrats for you.
Oh, my God. And this is Downey?
Downey is just a little bit west of downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah. I'm familiar. I used to be a traffic reporter in L.A.
So let me tell you what I'm sick of that might stir up some discussion. I'm sick of Democrats. I'm sick of Biden. I'm sick of inflation. I'm sick of government. And I'm sick of the Nevada legislature. And that's all I have to say about
that. Oh, you heard our Nevada legislature update, and I knew that would upset
some. Get well soon, sir.
They evidently haven't.
You sound like an average American, John. Like you're just a.
I don't mean to.
Fed up with it all.
I don't mean to upset y'all out there. I'm just. This is the news. And I'm sorry you start the day that way. I mean, it's a beautiful day. This is just politics. Politics should not rule your life. Don't worry about it. Honestly.
Yeah, we let our girls rule our lives.
You know, if they sleep in the post office, you adjust. I adjusted. Grocery Outlet has had their restrooms closed for months. And they finally admitted to me, because I have to go a lot. Mm-hmm. I drink a lot of water, but you don't want to know that.
Yeah, like Jesus, turn water into wine.
They finally told me it's because of the homeless go in there and take naps and things like that.
And they'll also...
I used to go to Starbucks a lot, but I stopped when the homeless, this one guy went in there to shoot up and passed out, and they can lock the doors from the inside, so nobody could use the restroom. So I had to stop using Starbucks.
And speaking on that, when you do use a public restroom, check if you can see the whole toilet paper roll.
Mm-hmm.
Check it, because if you see a little red dot in there, that means that they've put their needle in there to clean it off. And you could have someone else's blood.
How do you
there.
Know so much about this?
Oh, I used to work with it was a substance abuse group for the homeless.
Here's another one. The restrooms at Virginia Lake.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be public restrooms
at
Virginia
things.
Lake. And 90% of the time, it's locked because there's somebody
in there.
Somebody's in there snoring away. I don't know. Well, I do know, because I've seen the parks people come out and open it, and they have to.
You know, the other day they passed something, the Washoe County Commission or something passed that new parks thing downtown where they're building more shelter and more bike areas and stuff. And I was like, I said on the newscast, I said, well, they're building more shelters downtown for homeless people, basically, is what they're doing.
Right.
You know, they're calling it more shaded areas.
Back to what I was saying. Don't let politics rule your life. Turn off the cable news. The media is out to alienate fellow Americans from each other.
John, I've told everybody out there, even on Uber, I tell them in 2018, when I sold my house, my cars, put my kids in homeschool and drove across the United States in an RV. Once you get out there and you start talking to people in this nation, we are so far more on the same page. Than
what they want us to think.
Media watch, and Facebook.
You watch the TV news, it's like Nevada's in a battleground. We're not in a battleground. We're good Americans here.
Yeah.
Especially in the rurals. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to hit on this shooting. I hate to talk about it, but it's...
Well, we've got more legislator and stuff coming up, too. Lumen Arms is going to talk about all that as well after the 10 o'clock hour.
That's right. We have guests and tickets. We have tickets coming up, too, for you to win.
Yes, that's right. Stay tuned. Absolutely. It is Live and Local, The Weekend, with John Potter and Jay Biggs, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter and Jay Biggs coming up. There's Jay from Illumined Arms, a local gun shop, as our guest. Tabney Dozier, also formerly with Channel 8, is also going to be on our show, too.
Absolutely. And, John, right now we do have some calls. Let's go ahead and head right now over to Robert in Reno, who wants to talk on the homelessness subject. Good morning, Robert, and welcome to The Weekend.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. My name is Robert. I've been born and raised in Reno, and you know, the past 3 or 4 years, thanks for bringing this to attention, because I've been engaged in an email back and forth with Devin Reese, city councilman, over the past few weeks, and he thinks it's a public, he thinks it's a matter of opinion, but I don't. I don't think it's a matter of opinion. We're growing a homeless population right now in Reno. They are cultivating a homeless population by allowing it to happen. We don't have the right to sleep in our cars and sleep on the streets. Neither does anybody else. And it's quite frankly, it's not compassionate to do this to people. People deserve the dignity of getting a hand up, not a hand out. And what we've been doing is we've been growing this population from Northern California mostly. And we used to have a nice little city here, but our leadership is not changing. I want to send you guys this email because his response is, well, it's nebulous at best. It's all a matter of political opinion, but it's not. The city and the results are far worse now than they were just 3 years ago, right?
Absolutely. 100% it is. And especially once COVID happened and then they had a lot of people. Here's another thing that happened, too, that the folks don't think about as far as the homelessness population we have now and people in emergency shelter programs is because during COVID, they said, oh, we cannot pay our rent. And then just decided that, you know, like at some point it's just going to get exfoliated and they're not going to have to actually pay it back. Well, that's not how it worked. And a lot of people got behind on the rent so far that their landlords did kick them out. And then they were to a point where they have I'm telling you right now, once you have what's it called when you get thrown out of your home?
Eviction.
Eviction, yeah. Once you have an eviction on your record, forget it. You have to be in one of those little motels downtown or something like that. Nobody will rent to you. Nobody will rent to you.
So, my only issue with the city is it seems the effort is to make it easy to be homeless for a lot of people.
And that's the problem. I went to
and
my
a lot
my
of funds go into doing that.
I went to my daughter's volleyball match this morning, and there's a guy smoking a crack pipe on the corner of Moana and South Virginia. I mean, I'm beside myself. How do we solve this problem? Because the leaders are not doing it. How do we? We used to have paddy wagons. We pick these people up. We get them off the street. What do we do?
Maybe we need a Guardian Angels of Reno.
Thanks
we
for
could
calling,
just go
sir.
Around. That would be great.
I appreciate your call. I saw a guy shooting up right in front of Lear Theater downtown. You know, everybody acts like, oh, that's okay, and walks around it. And as for Devin Reese, I can tell you,
you don't care.
The city councilman. Well,
I'm surprised Robert even got to him.
For my
honestly.
Time at Channel 2, when people started camping out along the river downtown, they went to the councilman to talk about this. Hey, there's people right behind my business camped out and living at the river, which, by the way, is an ecological disaster.
Yeah.
Because they drop their trash and droppings and everything in the river, our river, where we drink water from. And Devin Reese acted like, what? What are you talking about? There's people? No, homeless? What?
So the same stance he has now, basically.
And, yeah, but he totally
you know how
denies
they...
that they're there or it's a problem. So anyway, we got another call.
Yeah, but just real quick, though. Just real quick. The one thing they do, you know how they make slum lords sleep in like their slums is kind of like, I guess, you know, when they get in trouble for it? We should make Devin Reese and Hillary Sheevy sleep in these homeless encampments. For a night or two. Anyways,
let's go to
Robin. Homelessness in Reno. Robin, what's going on? It's the weekend.
Hi, I'm from Sparks. Robert stole my thunder. I was born and raised in Sparks. And yeah, I say we need to quit being so compassionate. It's creating the problem in this sister city.
Well, it's not. We have to be compassionate, but enabling
and compassion.
That's a different thing.
Enabling, no, but it's like you can't go to any cross street with a light and not see somebody sitting there with a sign.
Yeah, you're right.
And rather than if you sit there and watch for 30 minutes, those people will gather enough money to get their fix and then they leave.
I know.
Own those spots, and then somebody else comes takes their spot. They 20 minutes, they get their cash, they leave. Somebody else comes takes the spot.
They fight over those spots, Robin.
Yes,
they literally do. And there was a guy down at the a friend of a friend is what I can say that I found out, and this just made me like sick. This guy was going down to the what is it, Nature's Mart, or what's that place with the Whole Foods in South Reno,
Whole
and he
Foods.
Whole Foods, and he was standing there with his dog, and people were handing him bags of expensive dog food because they felt bad about the dog. Well, he would come home with just tons of, to the point where he'd give it to his friend, and his friend would be like, hey, man, do you want dog food? And I'm like, what? And it would be all from there, expensive stuff. And I'm going, what? You know.
And we have a new encampment now at the corner of Kitsky and McCarran. Yeah, Kitsky and McCarran, that big lot where they put the campaign signs up. And they've been there for weeks. I have no action. So,
well, you know what's weird is that, so the rolling places, you know, you have 48 hours. If you have an RV, this
I'll
is something
more than
people,
48 hours.
Well, no, I know this, but yeah, but that's off the street. Mm-hmm. As far as on the street, if you're someone in a residential area, even like me down in Damani Ranch area, if you have a bum or someone homeless pull up in their RV in front of your home, mm-hmm. they can stay there legally for 48 hours parked, but they have to move every 48 hours. This is why you see these same old 1970s RVs around town, like two or three different places. They're just moving.
Part of the problem with that though is the fact they can move 2 feet forward and it's considered moving.
Yep.
Right.
And the worst I saw was people just unloading trash can after trash can into a river from being camped out there. Anyway,
well, thank you,
take
Robin.
A break. Callers, hang on the line. We'll get to you right after Fox News, top of the hour. John Potter with Jay Biggs.
That's right. Illumin Arms next right here. It is the weekend, live and local with John Potter, Jay Biggs, and Blake from Sales. 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.